Well, let's talk about mental health. Anne-Marie Covert is a psychotherapist and the founder of a counseling service called Mind Joy. She's here to discuss that with us. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning.
Anne-Marie, still fresh in our minds from the Olympics was the one athlete who said, listen, I know I trained for this. This is why I'm here. This is what I've been working towards. But due to mental health reasons, I can't do it today. What did you think when you heard that?
Honestly, I was really pleased because I think sometimes we push ourselves too hard. Culture teaches us push and push and push. And I'm seeing so many people burn out. So to know your limit is a strength.
Yeah. And, you know, there's training for a lot of things. And when you think of health, mental health, I mean, an athlete thinks of their health and what they eat and all of that. And when we think of mental health, we kind of don't think of it that way. Are there a lot of parallels with mental health and physical health?
100%. There are a ton of parallels. And in fact, there's a mind-body connection where one affects the other. So if we don't take care of our body, that affects our mental well-being. And if we don't take care of our mental well-being, that affects our body. So you really can't separate the two. And a lot of the strategies we use for our physical well-being really apply to our mind as well.
Okay. Now, as a counselor and psychotherapist, you talk to a lot of people. People that approach life from a biblical standpoint, people of faith, aren't immune to this, but we kind of see things a little differently and maybe not in the correct perspective. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. It's actually an area that I'm really passionate about because I think as believers, we mean well. You know, we cling to scripture, we hold on to faith, but sometimes it can actually turn into something that we call toxic positivity in the mental health field.
Wow.
Where it's always, you know, trying to see the silver lining and, you know, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. And that's wonderful. Those things are true. But sometimes we actually neglect the fact that we're hurting and we don't process our difficulties. We don't take care of our emotional and mental well-being. And long term, that can actually make things like anxiety and depression worse.
Mm.
And so I really believe that God wants us to look at ourselves in a more holistic way, just like I believe he does, and shows even a pattern in the Word of God.
Well, as we know with physical health, prevention is very wise. You know, if we do a little bit every day, work out a little bit, walk, eat right, a little bit every day adds up to big results. What's something that for our mental health that we can do a little bit for every day?
It's so true. Like the smallest step can help put you on the right direction. One thing I like to say is give yourself grace and space. So we are so busy, and actually a lot of our current mental health issues in society are related to just being too busy that we don't process our emotions. That's why people aren't sleeping well. It's why they're burning out and they're stressed. So I say, give yourself grace and space, even 5 minutes a day where you just do nothing and just give room for your mind to think. You give room to talk to God and express how you feel. That's one moment that can actually shift the entire course of your day and help you process those things so they don't show up when you try to put your head on the pillow at night. Another thing I really encourage is when you talk to God, tell him how you're feeling. Like, name your emotions. Don't worry about being holy. Don't worry about being all neat and tidy. I think God invites us to be messy, and he is our counselor, and so he can handle that. He invites it. He embraces it. And even that can be healing. Telling God, you know, I just feel so anxious today, God. He won't look down on you. He'll take you in his arms and he'll say, I'm here. It's okay. And that's what we need. That's how we get better, is doing things like that. So grace and space. Tell God how you feel. Meaningful connection with other people is also a really great way to help our mental health. So find meaningful ways to connect, even in this COVID season. And then another thing I might encourage is find anchors. We do well when we have routine, when we have things that are reliable, safe, familiar, and predictable. And with this pandemic, we haven't had that. Every day there's changes, there's new news, there's new problems to take our focus. So if you have anchors in your life, things like walking your dog at the same time every day, or calling a friend and having a coffee over the phone together at the same time every day, things like that can actually root us and ground us and can improve our mental health.
All good stuff. Anne-Marie Covert is a psychotherapist and the founder of Mind Joy. You can check them out on the web. It's mymindjoy.com. She's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Anne-Marie. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. What an honor and a privilege. Thank you.